What's going on, guys? I hope all is well. Hope you're having a fantastic day. I've got to bring you back to New York, I know. But it's because of my bodega. You understand? Remember the bodega story with Jose Alba, 61-year-old, self-defense. He ends up stabbing this other dude. Well, I'll recap in a second. But, yeah, I got to talk about it because it's insanity times four. And it just continues to get more and more insane. Midterms are coming up. We got to make a change, y'all. We got to stand up and say to hell with this nonsense. And we got to bring things back to the way they were. That's my quick rant in the intro. Let's jump into the story, right? Jose Alba, 61 years old. If you don't remember, he was working at the bodega. When this dude comes in, pissed off, whatever reason, Austin Simon, 35, they start fighting. I believe it was over his girlfriend, debit card being declined, whatever, because she ain't got no money. Anyway, Austin Simon attacks Jose Alba, who's working there. Again, Austin Simon's 35. The worker is 61. Jose Alba takes out a knife in self-defense and stabs him a few times. Unfortunately, Austin Simon passes away. The girlfriend finds her own knife and stabs Jose Alba. Now, who gets charged? Not the girlfriend, the employee. Jose Alba gets charged, and not only that, the piece of shit, DA, and I mean that sincerely, what's his name, Bragg? Alvin Bragg sends Jose Alba to Rikers Island, which infuriates me. This all took place on July 1st. Eventually, Bragg backs down and the charges are dropped. After numerous front page articles come out, after numerous people are outraged and politicians are outraged about what took place, finally, Jose Alba is released, and unfortunately he says he has to move out of the city due to backlash, due to people not understanding that he was just acting in self-defense, because clearly DA made him look guilty. So unfortunately, he's saying he may have to move back home, or I believe it's the Dominican Republic, if I'm not mistaken. Correct me if I'm wrong in the comments, or hit me up on Twitter at CJ Bronson Show. Now, the bodega, which is, it's like a convenience store, is the name of the convenience store is Blue Moon Convenience. And believe it or not, I did not notice this story, but apparently they were a victim of another robbery or attempted robbery or robbery. Let's look into it, right? Again, Blue Moon Convenience, this all unfolded on August 19th around 6:30 p.m. while the owner, and I'm going to butcher this name and I don't mean to, Osama Aldabiani. 33 years old, was working a 12-hour shift. Man, when you're the owner of a business, sometimes you gotta do those 12-hour shifts. Sometimes even longer, because and you live in a city as fucked up as New York is right now, you're gonna have a hard time finding people who want to risk their life and work. Unfortunately, this owner found that out when apparently 19-year-old decided to come into the store and not purchase anything. Why? Why would you purchase anything? It's a convenience store. There's a register there. That's not used for purchases. But no. The guy comes into the store. Quote, the guy came in the store and started scaring the customers. Aldabiani said. The guy's name. What's this kid's name? Let me find it here. Anyway. What did I forget his name? Some kid. Ariel Hernandez. 19 years old. Ariel Hernandez. Great person. Good guy. Just kidding. He grabbed two Monster energy drinks and left. I thought it was the end of it. But then he comes back 3 minutes later, the owner says. Aldabiani says that the man, quote, told me he has a real problem with me. Then came behind the counter and asked me for money and Black and Milds, which is a brand of cigarillos, popular with weed smokers for making blunts. I don't know anything about that. I'm a good boy. That's what I'm saying. That's not what he said. Anyway, I told him to leave me alone because I didn't want any problems, Aldabiani said. Quote, he started tossing things behind the counter, and after I pushed him outside, we started fighting. I put him on the floor and held him there until the police came. Criminal complaint filed against Hernandez alleges that he, quote, knocked Aldabiani to the ground and wrapped his arm around his neck, causing substantial pain to his head and back. At the suspect's arraignment, though, the next day, Hernandez pleaded not guilty to a second-degree robbery, third-degree burglary, and petty larceny. The robbery rap was eligible for bail under the state's controversial 2019 bail reform law. but Bragg's office never sought it. Instead, prosecutors asked that Hernandez be released on his own recognizance, which Manhattan Criminal Court Judge Melissa Lewis Andre did. Quote, the facts uncovered thus far in this ongoing investigation, including that the defendant has no prior convictions, do not justify seeking bail and potential detention on Rikers Island as the least restrictive means to ensure his return to court. Bragg spokesman Doug Cohen told the New York Post on Thursday that the decision was in keeping with the controversial, quote, day one memo that Bragg issued after taking office on January 1st. As I'm reading, understand that this is why we need to vote red. Because if this is the Democratic Party's way of saying everything is going to be okay with us in charge, does it sound like it's okay? Does it sound like it's going well? Maybe it's going well for them, for their pockets and their wallets. But is it going well for you? I can bet you this owner is not doing so well. But yeah, that is insane, right? So where were we? But that was not it. Keep in mind, we have video. And the video I will be showing you in 2 seconds. If you're watching the video, you'll see it. I'll post that very shortly on my Twitter, again, at CJ Bronson Show. But that decision, again, was keeping in the day one, quote, day one memo that Bragg issued after taking office on January 1st. Among his various soft-on-crime directives, Bragg says that prosecutors, quote, must reserve pretrial detention for very serious crimes, and that there's a presumption of pretrial non-incarceration for every case except those with charges of homicide or the death of a victim. Meanwhile, Aldebahani, a Qatari immigrant who bought the store 8 months ago, said he fears becoming the next law-abiding victim to be targeted by Manhattan's progressive DA. Yes, good statement. Aldebahani said Bragg's office unexpectedly sent him a subpoena for the surveillance video of the incident involving Hernandez in Alba's case. Authorities visited the store to retrieve similar recordings the morning after Simon's a slaying. The August 30 subpoena demanded that the bodega turn over, quote, any and all surveillance video from between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. on the date he was robbed, and warned that failure to produce said items could result in a conviction for criminal contempt and a fine of $1,000 and imprisonment for 1 year. So here you go. Here's a store owner who's already terrified of his business. He already had an incident of a worker being attacked and having to murder somebody in self-defense, literally. And he gets attacked himself. And instead of the police or the court system saying, okay, we're going to help this dude out, no, we're demanding that you provide us the footage. Otherwise, you might go to jail for a year and pay $1,000 fine. Also, keep in mind that 19-year-old, according to them, had no prior record, who probably did have a record, but because he was a minor, it doesn't make it onto the record. He gets away scot-free, no bail, no problem, no jail time. But you might serve a jail sentence of a year if you don't give that footage. That's the system. Great system, Democrats. But Aldebahani said he can't comply because the bodega's camera system only stores recordings for 14 days. And all he has are the clips he shot on his cell phone, the longest of which is 3 minutes 7 seconds. Now, quote, I am scared that the DA is retaliating because of Jose Alba, and that what happened with Jose will happen to me, because I will be arrested like Jose was. That's what the owner says. The owner of a business. Quote, I'm scared of being arrested because they are targeting me because they told us not to not share the Jose Alba video with anybody, and we shared it. Well, yeah. Aldebahani said that he showed up at the DA's office September 6th as directed in the subpoena and met with an official who told him to expect another letter that has yet to arrive. Quote, I'm waiting for this letter and I want to see what's going on. I'm nervous and I'm scared, he said. In a prepared statement, Bragg spokesman Doug Cohen said, quote, all New Yorkers deserve to feel safe in their workplaces. No one at Blue Moon is being investigated. Obtaining video evidence through a subpoena is a routine part of investigating a case. We take the defendant's alleged conduct seriously and are actively investigating it. BRAC spokesman Cohen said. The Legal Aid Society, which was representing Hernandez, declined to comment. Alba, who's kept a low profile since the highly publicized ordeal, told the Post Thursday night that he's fed up with the violence in New York City and at the bodega where he used to work. Quote, I don't feel good about these problems. It makes me sad that this keeps happening. I've lived in New York for a very long time. I don't want any more problems, he said. He also added that he hasn't been back to the bodega since the night of the attack, and he's unsure if he'll be leaving the Big Apple for the DR, as his pals previously told the Post he would. Oh, so he doesn't know at this point. So he doesn't know. Doesn't know if he's going to leave. This is New York. Can you, imagine this poor kid. He buys the bodega, thinking he's probably getting a deal of a lifetime, getting a convenience store in the city, downtown. This is fantastic. What a price he must have got. He bought it 8 months ago, right? Man, what did he pay for this? Did he say what he paid? He didn't say what he paid. I kind of want to know what he paid, but I guess that's private information, but I hope he didn't overpay. He probably got a good deal, because these people are probably desperate to get out with this kind of crime going on here. 33 years old, bought a convenience store. 33, good for you. Had the money to buy a convenience store. Again, maybe it was a good deal. Maybe he got a good couple loans, who knows. And he might be forced out. He might be forced out. I wonder what the plan is, guys. Do you people in the city, or, you know, when I say you people, I use that term loosely because I don't even believe you're human beings at this point. The politicians who run these blue states or cities, do you believe that crime is okay? Do you believe that crime is the way? Is this all part of a way to, like just destroy the city and the economy so that you can build back better? Lack of better words. Like, you know what I mean? Like, is that what you're trying to do? Is this your idea of build back better? You destroy it so you can build it back in a better way? Because I don't understand the process of this. And how many people do you really think? Are you going to replace all these people with illegals and let them vote for you? Is that the idea? I just don't understand. Who the hell's going to want to own a convenience store or any kind of business in the city if, accidents, robberies and crimes keep happening? And you may say to yourself, well, this is just a small bodega. This is happening in big name stores. This is happening in restaurants. For example, the other day, we had a dude who was in McDonald's with an axe. Don't know that story? That was right in the city. Let me jump into that story because I got that for your ass too. Check this shit out because this is another... And I'm a little livid right now because there's people actually defending New York, saying that they're doing a great job. I don't know what they're smoking. Keep it to yourself because I don't want any of that shit in my lungs. So if you don't know, his name is Michael Palicios. I don't know. I'm not good with names. I know his name is Michael. Last name, maybe Palicios. 31 years old, allegedly grabbed an axe, trashed the Delancey Street fast food joint early Friday. It was a McDonald's. I don't know why they're not saying it. We all saw the McDonald's. It was a Lower East Side McDonald's. And I'll have the video, and I'll show the video. Why not? It's been all over Twitter, so I'll show you guys. The video literally shows, in my opinion, shows what happens when you start shit. And, you know, shit escalates. If you don't want shit to escalate, don't start shit. And was it self-defense? Let's see. According to a criminal complaint filed in the case, Palacios slammed two tables and a plate glass partition during the early morning rampage. He told cops, quote, I have a pocket knife in my bike. Okay. A witness to the wild caught on video incident said that he went off when a woman at the restaurant rejected him after he continually tried to talk to her. Quote, so basically, he got into an argument with a girl and then the girl rejected him, said an Uber Eats delivery man, Ruben G. Quote, she didn't, where was it? Neither, wait, what does this say? She didn't do this. She didn't want to talk to him. He kept going at her. According to the cell phone video of the incident that shows three men at the McDonald's who intervened and then began throwing punches at him. Legit, like, punching them, dude, with, like, swinging. He's just standing there just eating the punches. He's eating it like a freaking Happy Meal, man. He's eating it like the dollar menu, like it's free burger day. I think it was free burger day. And he was just taking them. He was just remaining calm, like, this is all you got? And when you word to the wise, if you ever go get into a fight and you're about to fight somebody and that person seems like they don't even care, he had no hands up, he's like, just hit me. If you ever see that, know that there's going to be repercussions for your actions. That's when you know to just leave. That's the first step. The second step was when he reached, the second warning rather, was when he reached in his bag. Whenever somebody reaches in their bag, 2022 and going on, going forward, run. I don't care if he's coming at what, you don't know, you want to wait and find out what he's going to have? You're going to find out before me because I'm gone. You can sit there and you can wait to see what he has for you. I'm not going to be there to witness that. I'm out. I'm gone. I was gone before I, when I heard, saw the argument. If I was there, I saw the argument, I'd have been gone. I don't want no part of this. I'm not getting interviewed by nobody. Anyway, so after the melee of punches by like three dudes, right, the men backed off. Then, if you watch the video, you'll see it, and I'll show you the video. Like I said, Michael walks around, gets into his backpack, pulls out an axe. The axe, in my opinion, it looked like it was covered, like it had a case on the actual blade, but I'm not sure. So he starts smashing tables, the walls, everyone's like, whoa. All the people that are all bad and tough, big and tough, three against one, all of a sudden they're like, whoa. Shattering walls, shattering tables, right? He's then seen getting on the bicycle and taking off. Then police later arrest him and charge him in the incident. Remember that? Now, he's saying that he was not trying to hurt anyone. He was just trying to teach them a lesson. I don't know how to teach. Because he didn't really swing it at anyone. And in my mind, he had self-defense. If three people are punching you, I would take out my weapon as well and say, anyone else have a problem? But he might, you know, him swinging at tables, swinging at walls, he didn't swing at people. He hit tables nearby them, close to them, which could be intimidation. At the same time, these three people assaulted him physically. Big difference. Let's see what happens, right? What do you think happens? Let's see what happens. This is New York. Keep in mind, this is New York. D.A. Alvin Bragg. My intentions were not to hurt anyone. My intentions were not to put anyone in the hospital or dice anybody up. The reason why I pulled out the hatchet was, okay, I'm going to get back at these guys. I'm going to make sure that they don't jump me again. Well, that's kind of, well, I guess you get the way how you take that. It could be like a threat or it could be like a lesson, right? Like they'll never live to threaten me again. Or they were just, you know, whatever. Cell phone footage caught from the rampage inside the McDonald's shortly before 2:30 in the morning. There's a lot of people there for 2:30 in the morning at a McDonald's. I'm telling you, apparently at McDonald's, 2:30 in the morning is the hangout spot on a Friday. I didn't think that would be the case, but whatever. Anyway. Again, the Uber driver says, I waited for them to finish what they were doing, and I just did what I wanted to do. The most important thing is, don't be afraid to defend yourself. That is, based upon what I say at the end of every episode, I agree. You cannot be afraid to defend yourself. Michael said that he carried the axe in his backpack because of his job as a messenger. Quote, I'm always out there on the road, so I'm always actually getting into it with drivers, which is what the tomahawk is for. It's not for people. It's for trees, you know, and vehicles. Okay, I don't know what that... It's not for people. It's for trees and, you know, vehicles. Okay. After this Friday morning tirade, Michael left the restaurant on his bike but was arrested by cops nearby on Ludlow Street. He was arraigned on charges of criminal mischief and weapons possession late Friday and was released without bail. Manhattan prosecutor said neither of the charges against him was eligible for bail under the state's controversial bail reform laws. Michael was asked by ABC if he wanted the three McDonald's patrons who allegedly assaulted him to be charged, and he said he didn't think it was necessary. Quote, you don't need to be in jail for a lesson, he said. I hope the fear that they felt that night is enough to never assault someone again. Well, if you see the video, when you're watching the video, you could see. He gets hit, boom, 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 takes the knife, takes the axe out, starts swinging at things. He is clearly not, he was very threatening, but he clearly, if he wanted to, he could have hit somebody. He clearly could have hit somebody. And honestly, if he would have hit somebody, I still would have defended him. Because three of them had no reason to punch him like that. It's the difference between saying, enough is enough, dude, leave, and this dude did not throw the first punch. These guys threw the first punch, in my, from my opinion. They were all ganging up on him. He looked like he was threatened. So I believe it's self-defense. Even if he hit them with the axe, it would have been self-defense. But I'm not sure how... I mean, I guess I'm not a judge or a lawyer, so I couldn't really say that for sure. But I agree with this guy, dude. Don't start nothing, won't be nothing, you know? Don't start no shit, won't be no shit. Ain't that the same? I mean, I'm just saying. So let's see what Governor Kathy Hochul does now. What do you guys think she's going to do? Do you think she's going to be cool with this? Let's see. Well, Governor Kathy Hochul today, Monday, September 19th, says that, she's not happy with those charges that were not brought. During an unrelated news conference at her Manhattan office, she said she wanted to know why the alleged hatchet-wielding madman, Michael Palacios, was only charged with offenses that led him to be automatically sprung without bail. Now she has a problem with the bail issues. Now she has a problem with the court system. Now it's an issue. Why is that? The governor said that there were many players in the criminal justice system, starting with the arresting officers, who determine which charge to bring, as well as the DA, who will decide whether or not to stay with that course or have an upcharge from what is recommended. We're actually asking what the thought process was and the decisions that were just made because we have a question about it. Because they have the discretion to charge in a different way that would make them bail eligible. Quote, we're actually asking what the thought process was and the decisions that were just made because we have a question about it. What kind of statement is that? Because they have the discretion to charge in a different way that would make them bail eligible. Okay. In January, she threatened to remove Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg from office amid an outrage over the Day One memo in which he ordered Manhattan prosecutors to only seek bail and prison sentences in cases involving homicides and other serious crime. That is why he sent Jose Alba to jail, because he was in self-defense and actually killed somebody. But it's self-defense. But Hochul quickly walked back that warning and also rebuffed Mayor Eric Adams' request for a special session of the state legislature to consider rolling back bail reform. Alvin Bragg answers, quote, I believe that the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg should be fired. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. This one. That is a Republican rival in the upcoming election, U.S. Representative Lee Zeldin. Says, I believe that the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg should be fired. I agree. Alvin Bragg should never have been hired. Do you know who this guy is? Oh, that's a whole nother podcast. Kathy Hochul said, quote, he just got there. Cut him some slack. He's doing his job. You're responsible for people's freedom. You're responsible for other people's lives, right? Because if you put the wrong person... or let the wrong person free, they may go ahead and hurt more people. Can we really afford to cut more slack here? I feel like he's cutting enough slack for the criminals. Am I wrong? I mean, what do you guys think? Let me know. I think maybe they both should be fired. Maybe Kathy Hochul and Alvin Bragg should be gone. Speaking outside the fast restaurant located at 114 Delancey Street. Can't say that word. Delancey Street on the Lower East Side. Zeldin also repeated his call for an overhaul of cashless bail, saying, quote, you could see the fear in the eyes of other people who are here at this McDonald's just a few days ago. The individual who ends up arrested is instantly released back out on the street because the crimes he was charged with are not eligible, he said. Zeldin added, this is exactly why judges should have discretion to weigh dangerousness. Right now, there should be a special session in Albany. They could do this tomorrow. This is not a Republican versus Democrat issue. Meanwhile, Hochul goes, she was shocked by the video. That's it. She was just shocked. The images are disturbing. Absolutely. She told reporters at her Manhattan office, I understand the concern of the people who are certainly in that location. Keep in mind, Palacios, again, was charged with criminal mischief and fourth-degree criminal possession of a weapon, both misdemeanors and released without bail, because the offenses are covered by the state's controversial 2019 bail reform law. Neither the NYPD nor a spokesperson for Bragg, who came under fire for his progressive soft-on-crime policies, returned requests for comment. Of course, why would they say anything? Why would they... Oh, my God. Okay, here's my thing. The only thing I think this axe-wielding dude should have to do right now is pay for the damages, right? He inflicted the damages on the wall. He inflicted the damages on some tables or whatnot. Those three people who attacked him are lucky that they didn't get charged with anything as far as he not pressing any charges. They started shit. As far as the people with them, the girls that were with them, that's what happens when you get in a fight. Like, this is no different than being in a bar fight and the girls are there and they're witnessing the bar fight. Are we supposed to feel sorry for them? No, this is what happens. This is considered a fight. They started shit. They shouldn't have been shit. Nobody got hurt, luckily. Big difference, though, between this and the robber, the 19-year-old robber of the bodega, who should literally be behind bars right now. He committed a crime 1,000,000%. But he's not. So the whole system in New York does absolutely need to be reformed. What do you guys think? Should they both be free? Should the axe-wielding guy be behind bars? Should he be charged further? What do you think should happen? What do you think will happen? Comment below. Let me know. Comment. Hit me up at CJ Bronson Show. Like, subscribe, follow, all that good stuff. Share, please. And don't forget, guys, merch is on sale right now. CJBronsonStore.com. You can find my newest videos every day on my website, CJBronsonShow.com. Also on TikTok, different stories. CJBN3 is on TikTok at CJ Bronson Show. Anyway, guys, be safe. Stay alert. I mean, I'm sorry to say the same thing I've always been saying, but it's true. I mean, this guy actually had an axe on him. Keep something on you, dude. This dude, things can happen. Maybe it was 2 o'clock in the morning. Maybe he said something to the girl, taking out of context, and things escalated. Shit can get real quick. Better to be safe than sorry is a truth statement. True statement when you're in these, any states, really. It doesn't even matter what state you're in. You just got to be safe these days. 2022, be safe, y'all. All right. Love y'all. Bye-bye.